Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... There. The last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
Greetings, friends. It's me, Duncan. And wow, what an episode we have for you today. My friend William Montgomery is with us today. And as you know, parade season is in full effect. And he had a lot of things to say about one of the big parades he recently attended. But before I get into that, I want to say hello to my friends down under. It's been too long, loves, and I'm headed your way. I have an Australia tour coming up, and I would love to see all of you, everyone in Australia. I'd love to meet individually every person living in Australia. All I need is for you to come to any of these shows. I'm going to be at the Sky City Theatre in Auckland, the Tivoli in Brisbane, the Factory Theatre in Sydney, the Thornbury Theatre in Melbourne, and the Astor Theatre, Perth. You can find ticket links at duncantrussell.com. Australia, I'm coming home. Also, if you're one of our dear listeners, don't forget, we have a YouTube. If you want to see these epic episodes live, you can find those at Duncan Trussell on YouTube. And now, everybody, William Montgomery. I'm so excited to introduce today's guest. We're going to have to start the podcast over. William Montgomery is here, everybody. Can they see both of us at the same time? How does that even work? Oh, there you go. William Montgomery's here. William, let me just start over because we have to start over the podcast. So thus ends the live DTFH with me just rambling. And now we will begin the second phase of the DTFH. This is phase Beta Crow. And let me just introduce it real quick. Everybody, cut his fucking mic.
All right.
Cut his mic.
It's cut.
Have you never been on a show? Do you understand that I have to introduce the new show? Do you fuck it? You're over there with your
live streaming.
With your wheezy laugh as I'm trying to go into beta. Just let me do
this.
Have you
ever had the water out of the sink by any chance? Have either?
Turn his mic on so we can hear what he has to say.
Go ahead. Have either one of you ever tasted the water out of the sink
in
the bathroom?
It's fucking great.
Is it safe to drink?
If you heat it up first.
Well, I just drank some, and I was immediately thinking, this smells weird, this tastes weird. Are you kidding, or it's okay?
You know what? We should get William some water, probably. Okay. Do you mind? And then we'll just...
And you were kidding, right?
No, you have to warm it up first.
We're going to get you water.
Really?
Yeah.
Just heat it up. You heat your fucking
water.
Well,
I didn't heat it up. I just drank some.
What are you, a dog?
I had surgery today, Duncan, literally.
Oh, I'm sorry, man, but dude, I heat up.
And you're kidding, right?
No.
No, you got it. It's a boil order all because of the parades. It's a nationwide boil order.
Oh, my God. Y'all are messing with me. Smell my hand. Do you want to? Smells moldy.
It smells good.
Smells moldy.
No, it doesn't.
I just drank that water. I cupped it out
of
my hand.
I just feel like I smelled a rose. That really smelled good, man. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
You know, I have heard that people who are, like, very advanced magically or spiritually smell like roses.
That would make sense.
And you smell like a rose.
That would make sense. I've been working on my magic stuff ever since I started doing those shows with you and you were telling me about all the magic. I started doing some of the magic stuff recently. But
isn't it fun?
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, I just watched that scary movie where they're using a bunch of magic.
We can't see you because Josh went to get William water. Thank you, Josh. Is that boiled?
I boiled it first. Pre-boiled.
So now I think y'all are kidding. Now I think it's safe. Josh, it's safe that I drink the water out of there, right?
You should be good.
Well, what is theoretically even a problem?
Can
like
you
parasites?
Cut his mic.
All right.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the DTFH. We are here with one of my favorite comedians of all time, and we're doing this live. This is the first time that I can recall that we've ever had a guest on a live feed, so it's pretty exciting. As many of you out there listening or watching on YouTube know, we are in parade season, is in full effect. And I've, you know me, it's all I've been talking about for the last month. It's like, when is it going to start? When is parade season start? Now it has happened. You guys know I got a bunch of kids. I'm very busy. I've been working on getting the napping room in my backyard underneath the house, which is a lot. We've got a tunnel napping room under the house. It's really cool. It's so fun. So I haven't had time to make it out to any of these parades, but I'm so excited because William Montgomery decided to take a break. He's full bore into the parade thing and drop by the studio. I think he was just at one of these parades and we're here to talk about it. Now we have someone who's actually been at the parades in person. Everybody, it's William Montgomery.
So nice to be here.
It's great to see you.
And if you want to adjust the camera, if everybody wants to see, I actually, look at this. I got hit with a beanbag, part of a beanbag. See, I got part of a shiner coming in.
Damn.
And then also, yeah, you want to zoom in right there? I was actually at the parade last night having a wonderful time. I just want to say all the vendors they have set up. There are some really great corn dog vendors
at
these freaking things. They're wonderful. Oh, my gosh. God. I was eating so much food last night, having so much fun. People start running for some reason. I don't understand what's going
on. Well, it's the running gas. Was there the running smoke?
Yeah, there was some sort of smoke.
So you know how they have the starter gun and the smoke comes out of it? It races? Dude, you know what? This is the thing. Your boots on the ground. I've been looking at the new parade rules, but apparently one of the games they're playing is when you see the running smoke, you run.
Yes, and I did not.
Was there smoke? Was there like running smoke? Did you see smoke while people were running?
Yes.
It's running smoke.
Okay. Because, yeah, I see smoke, and then I notice people are running, so I couldn't put two and two together at the time, but yeah. I didn't really have a lot of time to even try and put two and two together because I got hit by something in the face. I thought it was a bee or something, and then I noticed there is somebody in some sort of...
desert wear.
Yeah, like desert wear or something. It really was like desert wear with some sort of... looked like a shotgun, and I guess it was... He was shooting.
Dude, the cosplay at this this year's parades is just off the charts. Like they definitely are putting a lot of money into the cosplay. That's crazy because like did you pick up the beanbag?
Yes, was able to pick up the beanbag.
You got it? I want to see it.
Oh my gosh, it's out in the car.
Oh my God, dude. I wish you brought it. Those things are so cool. You can trade those for different things. And I think you can use them as like.
Hold on, is that me? Hold on. I was just having so much fun. Look, I was in a. No, that was a lady.
Is that Austin?
No,
I don't think that's Austin. But yeah, that's.
But I was just in California as well. I've been going to all these parades. I've been traveling.
Oh, you're on fucking tour.
Oh, yes. I'm going to Minneapolis in 2 days. I'm really excited. I think there's a good parade about to happen up north.
Oh, my God. That's going to be fun. I'm kind of surprised you weren't hitting the Portland parades. They're always good at parades. Seattle parades.
I've been sick, Duncan. I got to get on a statin. I got my results back from the doctor. I have a buildup of plaque in my carotid artery. I couldn't go to Portland. I was pumped about the parade in Portland or whatever. But yeah, I got the bad news and just had to do a couple puzzles this weekend.
Do you think that has something to do with the corn dog world record thing you did? And like, how many corn dogs did you eat?
Oh yeah, 15 in 10 minutes. But we're talking 2 foot long hot dogs.
Jesus Christ.
So some people would say 30 foot longs.
How do you even get those down? Like
A lot of water. I have a system. Yeah, I'll cut it up into little pieces before... the whistle starts or whatever, and then once it goes, I can put it in my mouth, pretty much swallow it.
You know, I used to really be into like hot dog eating contests.
Yeah.
I mean, attending, not doing, because like I'm not one of those, and I'm not obviously your world record breaker, but you know, I just think like some people have such hubris that they would even think they could do professional hot dog eating, and it's just so lame.
It's offensive.
I go to enjoy. Yeah. I'm not one of these people who's like, I want to be a hot dog eater.
Well, I appreciate you because there's way too many people just clogging up the system. As my arteries are getting clogged, people clog up the system.
Exactly. Full respect for you. No cap.
Thank you.
And I, you know, I always enjoy a good hot dog eating contest. It's really amazing, the athleticism, the training, and all that. You know, Dogs of Glory is my favorite documentary, the Ken Burns thing. It's like so incredible. But the corn dog eaters, this is like the next level, because whereas with the most hot dog eating contests, worst case scenario, you puke.
Yes.
That's just part of the game. But like in Dogs of Glory, you know, they really like get into like the, not just like that as a tradition of the hot dog eating contest, but the ayahuasca purges. And apparently like a lot of the hot dog eaters say that their negative energy comes out when they vomit. So there's an actual psychic purging happen. And then of course and Ken Burns really covered this well. I didn't believe it, but after I kind of believe it, the demonic entities that can get into the crowd from the hot dog puke, because they're vomiting out like curses and like all kinds of shit that like warlocks and witches put on them and stuff, which is another thing I didn't know, which I'm assuming is the same with corn dogs, is like for whatever reason, warlocks, witches, wizards, and necromancers,
they love going to these things.
But some of them curse. Because they put bets on whoever, and then they curse whoever. And so the puking thing is to get rid of the curses that are constantly being hurled at them from the witches, warlocks, blah, blah, in the crowd. So corn dog eating, though, what's fascinating to me about that.
And that's what people need to know, Duncan. It's like all these idiots out there think, oh, my God, okay, I get hungry sometimes. I can eat a couple hot dogs and around my family or whatever. But, again, it's a whole different thing, Duncan. People aren't even thinking about these people out in the crowd, about these kind of devil-y at times people, about these magical kind of people in the crowd. I mean, you're having to deal with that.
Okay, maybe you could do this. Josh, will you pull up a hot dog eating contest, please? We'll get to the parade stuff, guys, but I think this is pretty interesting. Let's see if we can get a crowd shot. Okay. Pause it right there. So after watching the Burns documentary, I thought it was interesting because you would think like a warlock or a necromancer would wear classic like purple robes, staff with a demon skull on it. But I look out at that, and I just see a bunch of people coming to enjoy a hot dog eating con.
Well, I could tell you right now, Duncan, some of those necromancers, they're wearing the hot dog hats. That's how you can tell a lot of these people. And then some people with the regular ball caps, that's probably a witch.
So what percentage of people there are like me just coming to watch just like classic American hot dog eating contests, and how many of those are like—
Probably 5%.
Or witches or necromancers?
No, 5% are folks like you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy deal.
And this explains why you don't bring your kid to a hot dog eating contest, because like that's the number one place kids disappear.
Yes.
Because they snatch the children for the rituals.
Or they sprinkle some hair of some dead relative in their popcorn or something. They eat the hair. You're waking up the next day with some dead relative standing over you. It's actually your child who has gotten possessed I mean, it's like this, waterfall. It's like this, it's horrible.
I mean, people are like, baseball is the greatest sport because there's so much happening, like just under the surface.
America's pastime.
Dude, but you know what? I think hot dog eating is America's pastime.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else is bullshit.
Way more exciting. I mean, you start putting mustard on these things, it turns it up a notch.
That is wild. The mustard, spicy mustard. And that is where we jump into corn dog eating contests. And that's where I would say you leave the little boys behind and now you're in the grown-up room. Hot dog eating contest is the romper playroom where your parents send you down when they're doing the key thing. And then the... Remember that when your parents used to like trade keys and shit and bang, like watching them bang, like
sex
dad's
stuff.
Friends and stuff. I don't want to get derailed by that, but,
and is it okay that I drink? Y'all are scaring me because it smelled so bad, but I had to do it. It's okay that I drank that water, right?
And nationwide boil order or whatever, because of the parades.
Okay.
You won't die. So that's good.
Okay.
Don't freak him out. You'll be fucking fine, man. You eat, how many corn dogs have you eaten? I'm sure you could have a little fucking
little corn dog.
Mildly contaminated water.
Yeah, I was thinking whenever I walk into a place, I think, okay, I could set up maybe a fryer over here or something over there. I swear to God, it's like it's a weird deal. Now, every freaking house I go into, apartment I go into, I'm thinking, okay, I could set this up right in this corner. I could set this up on this table. So I could start making corn dogs in here.
It's in your DNA. Like, you're always going to be, it's always going to be with you.
Yeah, it's from my mom's side of the family. A lot of those people.
Corn dog eaters.
Down in Mississippi. Yep, eating corn dogs.
Mississippi corn dog on a hot summer day.
Woo!
Give me a kiss. My sorrows go away. Willie Woo! Nelson. Now tell me this. Are you afraid? Because as opposed to hot dog eating contest, corn dog eating contests every year, what is it? 20% of contestants choke to death.
Yes.
Are you afraid going into it? It's the free climbing of hot dog eating. It seems so dangerous.
I'm afraid, Duncan, but if I lived my life being controlled by fear, I wouldn't leave my bedroom.
Right.
I'm a very fearful person.
Right.
And that's why you got to practice. I mean, that's why you got to practice when you're cutting it up in the correct sizes.
Yeah.
You practice how to swallow. You take the breading off at first. First, you master hot dogs. Then there's this thing that I bought on Amazon. You stick it in your mouth, and then you press a button, and it expands in your throat, so it makes your throat bigger.
A widener.
Yes, a widener. It makes you gag. It's a really horrible kind of deal. But
I can't
really
imagine.
Helps.
It looks so painful.
Oh, it's nasty.
Now, do you agree? And I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but don't you think that they should make it illegal to the corn dog eaters who've been getting this surgery where they can unhinge their jaw? Isn't that kind of like that? To me, that seems like doping in sports.
Yeah, it's totally messed up. But what I say is, well, good luck getting the surgery on your gut, because that's the one on your actual stomach. Because some of these people are getting the surgery on your stomach. Instead of making it real small like the fat people will do, they actually get another stomach.
So they're
surgically
doing like the cow thing where cows have that, like, I don't know how many stomachs they have, but they have like one.
They have a couple stomachs. You got to start eating rocks to fill up the one stomach with rocks.
Which is crazy to think that they're like taking it so far as to replace their teeth with like steel so they can grind up the rocks.
Yeah, it's like a turkey. It's kind of like a human turkey.
It feels like corn dog eating contest, hot dog eating contest, it just kind of takes over your life.
Yeah, well, it's a cruel mistress, as they say. It's a cruel mistress because it really can start taking over. You can, I was 25 when I wanted to start my first family, but it just didn't work out. And now there's nights where I can't go to sleep, Duncan. And it's like, holy shit, I made a horrible decision. But you live and you learn and you try to figure it out, and you eat more hot dogs and then you eat more corn dogs and then you start taking statins. And I talked to my mom earlier and she's telling me statins are maybe dangerous to take. But it's also like my mom's not a doctor, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know too much about like statins or like cardiovascular stuff. But, you know, if I was you, like I've heard like mashed potatoes, like
without butter, because I
buttered
butter was bad for you.
Well, it is if you do it without the mashed potatoes. If you're just eating raw sticks of butter,
so mixing it in with the mashed potatoes, that can maybe help me, because I've heard potatoes are superfoods.
Well, that they actually will prescribe buttered mashed potatoes to people. For they used to give people what was it called, there were these pills you could take. But now they will just, it's crazy. My dad had them, like a little prescription bottle with buttered mashed potatoes in it. And if you start having a heart attack, you eat those things and you're good to go.
That's what they gave the guy, I think. I think it was a Japanese guy. Do you mind looking up the picture? I think it's, you would maybe look up, what do you get with an atomic bomb?
Wait, real quick, can you enlarge the pair of anguish real quick?
That's kind of similar to the thing I put in my throat. But you don't twist it. It looks like that. Maybe you twist.
And that goes in your, that's a widener for your mouth. I guess it could work in your, like, anywhere. That seems like it could help me a lot because I have not been drinking enough water and I'm having very difficult bowel movements.
Really? Oh my gosh, Duncan, you know what saved me?
What?
Because I have too, Duncan. I will go, what about you? I will go a day without going number two.
I will sit on the toilet for a day.
Well, be careful. It doesn't make your legs go numb. Yeah. I can only sit on a toilet for so long.
Dude, my wife last week had to like pull me off the toilet because I couldn't get up.
Be careful.
I know. But it's just like, you know, you kind of miss the boat. Like if so you get up and then whatever, and then suddenly you feel a bowel movement coming on, and then by the time you get to the bathroom, nothing's happening. So if you catch, it's like fishing.
Yeah. Well, maybe I need to sit on the toilet longer because I'll go a day. But prune juice has been a real godsend for me.
I've heard that's really good for
it. I chug prune juice, and then it's scary because it's like your bowel movements are just kind of watery kind of nightmares. And I don't think your bowel movements are generally supposed to be like that, right?
No, it's good.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what it is. Just a bunch of having to clean up after.
You know, this is kind of like the overregulation of our country from the woke lamestream media wants you to think that having geysers of watery, I'm not going to say a curse word, bowel movement,
yeah,
is a sign that something's wrong, because who makes the money? You go to the doctor and you're like, is there, yep, supposed to be this much blood in my blood? Yeah. And the doctor's like, no.
Get on a statin. Well, according to my mom, every time a doctor does out a prescription for statins, the doctor's making money. So it's like a pushback.
They love it. They love it. Yeah. So, no, it's totally normal, man. When it does happen, like when I've been on the toilet and it finally happens, like sometimes, usually it's just like rock hard.
Yeah.
Like rock hard. You can, like, we were on vacation in Waco. And
what did y'all do? Go see some museums and stuff?
We went to the Waco Gardens. We went to the Waco Art Museum, saw three Picassos. Elton John was playing that night. We
wonderful.
Took a yacht ride down the beautiful, like massive Waco River. We got incredible massages at the Branch Davidian Spa.
I love that. I've heard it's really nice. What do they do? Thai massages there where they're walking on your
thai
back?
Thai massages. And so it's like, this is what I call making, when life gives you lemons, make lemonades, because they took the compound that was burnt down and they built this beautiful spa. And you can go down, and in the basement, they've got this incredible steam room.
Oh, I love it.
Which is
a
kind of wink to the, you know, like.
Yeah, what happened?
They've got like a Russian spa. It's super like hot, and it's like,
oh, I love that.
Dude, it's great. Waco is, if you are in Texas and you're looking for a luxury vacation, my God.
Don't go to Dallas. Go to Waco.
Don't go to fucking Dallas.
Yeah, don't
There's
go to Dallas.
Nothing in Dallas. Waco is just I feel like I like reversed age by like 10 years. I left there with a spring in my step.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
And let me just say, the old lady got a little frisky.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Do all the rooms really have mirrors on the ceilings?
Yeah.
Is that freaky?
Well, the freaky thing about it is it's like, you know, the Haunted Mansion where you could see the ghost in the mirror?
Yes.
Different, different people who were in the compound when it burnt down will appear. So like,
oh my gosh.
And we got Koresh! It doesn't happen in all the mirrors. It's
Trish, you said?
Koresh.
Oh, Koresh.
Trish.
Oh, my gosh.
David Trish Koresh was his sister, but David Koresh. Like, so all the, we see, like, the ceiling mirrors, sometimes you'll get Janet Reno.
Yeah.
And that's considered bad luck.
Yeah.
But we were just, like, I'm not going to say what we're doing, but.
You could see up, you could see the mirror up there.
And he waves.
Oh, my gosh. Did he have his little glasses on?
Yep.
I love that. That my Steve Koresh.
David Koresh.
David Koresh.
Steve Carell, the comic, is what you're thinking. He was related to Dave Koresh. Did you know that?
I thought I had read something one time.
Changed
but like,
his name to Carell.
Really?
Yep. Had to.
Yeah, I guess it'd be hard maybe to get gigs in Hollywood after what your brother did or your relative did.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, that's cool. Yeah, no, my David Koresh, excuse me, he wears those glasses. When I think of him, he's got the glasses on.
Oh, those are so cool. Can you pull up a picture of David Koresh?
And I wanted to hold on. So what emits after an atom bomb? What is that called? What kind of poisoning do you get?
Radiation.
Oh, yeah, it's and then at some point the Japanese radiation. It's some guy, some Japanese guy with radiation poisoning. But it, they gave him the mashed potatoes. That's what I was trying to. I can think of radiation for some reason.
Oh yeah, mashed potatoes like that. That helped why him. Do you think there's like massive fucking bowls of mashed potatoes all over DC?
Yeah,
in glass like cubes.
That's with how they do it over there.
Thumbprints that only work if you're a politician, which is bullshit.
Pretty weird.
And it just opens up and you just like scoop up some mashed potatoes. It'll be fine. Now, you know what I find interesting about him? Can you pull up the one where he's wearing that cool rainbow shirt? The
yeah,
one
I see
right,
it
there.
Right there.
His IMDb. Let's see if he's got any reviews.
Yeah, he was in some pretty cool movies.
Dude,
people forget about
the
that.
The Crying Game.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Breaks your heart, man.
So sad.
Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Oh
the remake
God.
Of The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
He was in some really cool shit, man. A lot of Cronenberg stuff. But now, can you pull up Jeffrey Dahmer, another actor? Actor, controversial actor, I guess.
And he was more of a voice guy, wasn't he? Didn't he do Muppet stuff and...
And is there any way to put them side by side? I just find it fascinating that Jeffrey Dahmer and Dave Koresh wore the same glasses.
It's great. It's quite the look. I mean, you don't really see it these days.
See,
I think
look,
they messed it up for people.
What is that? Look at the, you, like, it's basically the same exact glasses.
It's a look, and it's sad.
Is it sad?
I don't know. Is it kind of weird? It's like an aviator. It's like aviator sunglasses with just the... the lenses in there. I don't know. It's kind of a fun look. I think aviators can make you look kind of cool.
I feel like they're it's cumbersome on the face.
Yeah, don't they always? I had a pair one time of aviator sunglasses. I left them drunkenly at a friend's house one night. They never gave them back. But I remember it was, I always had to do this number. I always had to push them up on my face. It's like, why do people do this?
Makes you look smart.
Yeah.
It's like an indication of like, let me answer the question, and you push him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you pull up PSA, Don't Be Horny for Evan Peters, who played Jeffrey Dahmer in the Netflix documentary? It's right there on the side. It says Decider. See it up there on the screen, Josh? There. I'm curious what this is about. I love Decider. PSA, Don't Be Horny for Evan Peters as Jeffrey Dahmer, you sicko. We're friends, right? And friends can be honest with each other about important things in life. You know, I'll tell you one thing I love. I love it. I love these vlogs where people correct or like fix me.
Yeah.
You know, don't you?
Sometimes it happens.
You need to get the edges trimmed. And
yeah. This
is nice. Lately, there's been a disturbing trend of romanticizing and sexualizing serial killers. I do that. We saw the worst of this when Netflix was going through its Ted Bundy phase. God damn. I think my jerk off to Ted Bundy phase, my cock was raw.
Yeah, he was like a freak.
I couldn't stop. It was really bad. I kept having to go in the bathroom when I was watching the Dahmer one with my wife because it was.
Did she know what you were doing?
Yeah. She's like, are you jerking off again? We saw the worst of this when Netflix was going through its Ted Bundy phase. The year was 2019, and the streamer released two hit Bundy-focused projects. If you were to believe Twitter, the biggest takeaway from both of these projects was that Ted Bundy was a babe. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Well, that's what I did think. Maybe this is making me think otherwise.
Yeah, wait. Hold on. Little attention was paid to how Bundy used his conventional attractive looks and charming personality is a tool to lure in his victims and misdirect those who oh my God. Nope. Fuck.
He's a 10 but confessed to 30.
30 murders. These projects.
But if you're a 10, should you be allowed to do that? I don't know.
To kill people?
If you're a 10?
I mean, I don't think.
If you're a 10.
It's wrong to ask the question. It's like, you know, there's so many like laws that should only apply to non-symmetrical people. Let's face it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want beautiful people in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. I do too. And so now what?
Josh does.
So I have an idea. Let's start executing the most beautiful people in the world and just make it so there's less beauty in the world.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
So fuck this guy. I'm so tired of this shit. Don't correct me if I want to beat off to Dahmer and Bundy.
Yeah, we live in America. You're
it's allowed. America. Speaking of which, it's parade season. Let's get back to the. Let's pull up a live feed of one of these parades and see if anything exciting is happening at them.
So you haven't been able to go to one yet? Because, again, Austin, there's a pretty good one in Austin.
Dude, I have been up to my ass in the backyard because we had a fucking die-off. Like, every single one of our 15 dogs just kicked the bucket last night. So I've just been digging.
What, digging holes?
Digging dog graves.
Oh, man.
Dude, look at that. Look at the calluses.
I see. It's bloody.
Yeah. Is this live?
Yes.
This is a live feed for sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is fun. Can we turn on the audio? Let's hear what she has to say. Look at that great art of Trump.
I know.
So
get him real tan.
Break this down for me. You've been to these parades. Can you do you recognize any of these people? What's going on here?
The guy in the white hat with the glasses, his head was down. Recognize him.
Who is that?
Mike. Gerald. Gerald Anderson. He's a really nice guy. Guy with the hat on right down there just showed.
Yep.
Know him. That guy right there, he always wears those kind of worker goggles.
Cool.
Anthony, super nice guy. She's crazy. The girl that just showed right
really?
There with the blonde hair. She's a nut.
What
Stay away
mean?
From her.
Why?
Just a freak. She's putting stuff in people's drinks because we go to these parties and stuff after, and then she's putting stuff in people's drinks.
Don't do that. Trust me, if you just offer the drug, people will be happy to take it. Like, don't. The problem with that when you surprise somebody like that is, they might have to drive. You just don't know. But just say, do you want to, you could just go to a bar and ask someone, would you like some of this sedative?
Yeah, just ask. Don't just give it to somebody because they could have something messed. They could be on a statin. I don't think you're allowed to do that on statins.
So let me ask you this. We were talking about this earlier. It's really cool that Mexico's gotten involved with this year's parade season. Huge sponsor.
Yep.
Is it true? We've seen a lot of flags here. Two questions. One, is it true that if you have an American flag that's upside down, that means you're selling ecstasy?
Yes, because I literally have a neighbor who does that, and there's people constantly coming and going from their house, and I've thought about going over there, but
you should.
I know. But it's like on the other side, like they're at the end of a cul-de-sac thing, and then I'm at some apartments on the other end, and there's a big wall, so I got to figure out how to get over there. But yeah, they have the American flag upside down right in front of their house.
And so I also think it's really cool that LA does the whole like amnesty for selling ecstasy at the parades, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, it's very cool of them.
Okay, I've got to ask though, break down for me, as someone who goes to these parades a lot, I'm looking out, I just see people having fun. I see really fun people having a lot of fun. But I've heard that there are like meanings like what does the pink head wrap mean?
It means he is a second in command of one of the little groups. But that means second in command.
OK, cool. And now I have been seeing a lot of different types of flags. Is it true that some flags mean like I'm selling nitrous? Some flags are more kind of like I'm into fisting or whatever. And is it true that there's a lot of fisting that happens at these things?
There is, especially in the tents. If you are by any tents at any of these things, do not go knocking on the door of the tent. Do not unzip the tent.
Flap, you mean? They have door or do they have doors?
Flaps, excuse me. Yeah, do not knock on the flap. Do not open up the flap because stuff's going on inside. I mean, it's a bunch of people having a ton of fun.
It's summertime. It's summer. It's like, it's, you know.
Wonderful weather in LA right now. I don't know if y'all have been following that. I mean, it's just wonderful weather over there. It's a great time to be outside, be with your friends.
Now look at this mummy cosplay. You see that? I've been seeing a lot of mummy cosplay, people with the full thing over their head, but I am seeing a lot of bandit cosplay, like old school Western bandits. I'm seeing a lot of medical cosplay. Break it down for me. What are these different teams? What do they mean?
It's like each year it's a different, it's just kind of like fashion for just somebody's everyday life. Things come, things go. This right. year it's fun. I don't know who it was, but one of these top guys, I think it was Michael something. He came into one of the meetings.
Yeah.
And he was wearing, it was like a cowboy thing. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, hold on. What's going on? Why are you dressed like that? And then he gets this big smile on his face and he's like, this is what I think we're going to start wearing this year. And then everybody.
Bandit.
Yeah.
Bandit. Cowboy. Kinda, cowboys.
Cowboy bandit. Robin Banks.
Oh my God. I love it.
Oh yeah. It's very exciting. It's just because we're real hot in the cowboy boots. You have to switch them out.
No, one thing I don't understand, and I've always wondered about this, like, because if I'm going to this parade, you know, I'm probably going to do, I don't know, man. I love, like, this guy's pink gas mask is fucking cool. I'm going to do it's that. Fun. That's super cool. He's got the goggle thing, which is, like, ready. There's so many great pools in downtown LA, so he's ready to go swimming when he takes a break. But what
do you care if I plug something really quick?
Not at all.
If you go on WilliamMontgomeryGoggles.com, go there. I'm selling stuff. I ended up opening up a shop because, again, I'm around a lot of these people, Duncan. So I see what they want. I see what people are wearing. I see kind of what the fashion is, if you will, at these things.
Yeah.
So go to WilliamMontgomeryGoggles.com. And I have a bunch of really cool stuff and different ways you can accessorize. You know what I mean? Because you want to look different than other people.
No, yeah, I that's the thing. Like, I used to sort of be like, if I went to one of these things, I'd probably just do a t-shirt. You know, I don't want to, like, be garish. But, you're going to have a way more fun if you put some thought into that. Again, look at this guy. I just love it. It's like the pink, the way that it sort of like brings out that the goggles. It's really cool. It's like this great outfit. Look at this. Look at this woman.
Yeah, she looks lost. Like, she looks a little lost or something.
Yeah, that's, you know, I wish that they have more organizers because it seems like she's either didn't want to be at the parade or she's at the wrong parade.
And see, I hate this, Duncan. We've now seen a couple of people with their phones. It's like being at a concert when somebody in front of you is recording the concert. It's like, hold on, I can't even see this freaking stage. All I can see is your phone of the stage.
Boring.
Yeah, it's like these people, just, okay,
what are you
I get
doing?
It.
Participate. Yeah, yeah. You like nobody like
keep your phone down. Participate.
Stop. Is it true? Now, this is something we were talking about earlier. Josh brought this up. I was not aware of this. So, you know, as a dad, it does bum me out when I see the fuck ice things everywhere. Now, I didn't know what that was about because I'm just going to lay it on the line. On a hot LA day, I would love a nice cold glass of ice water, iced tea, Diet Coke with a chewable ice.
And you have all kinds of ice. That's what I was about to say. I mean, you get me on a hot day, drive me to a Sonic, I'm getting a Route 44 cherry limeade with that little pellet ice. Dude, oh, it's nothing better.
I picked up a hitchhiker and he's like, you know, pull over at this Burger King. I'm hungry. And he's very rude, but we pulled over there and he ordered a Coca-Cola. I'm like, wow, all right.
Yeah.
No ice. And I'm like, am I about to get murdered?
Yeah. I hate when weirdos are doing stuff. Don't do it around me.
It was fucking really crazy. And then you know what he did? Drank it all in like three gulps. And guess what the next 50 miles were? Okay, I gotta pee.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, what are you fucking doing? But then Josh shared with me that actually, vanilla ice. What is the fucking story that he did that pissed everybody off?
He did a rendition of Ice Ice Baby and it's a rock song and people were really upset. They say he ruined the old one.
Oh my gosh, why did he even
go ahead.
Wait, why did he I wonder why he even thought he needed to remix. Oh, hold on, what's that? Can I have one of those? What's that?
Oh, this is
I haven't done a 6 milligram of those.
These are gentle. The Zens, they make you puke. Whatever the fuck they're putting in the Zens is bullshit.
Yeah, is that gonna kill us, Duncan?
The Zens? No. I'm with like
You really don't think?
No, I don't think. I think they finally figured out nicotine and for sure in a few years we're not all gonna have like some horrible thing happen to us.
Wait, what? That's just nicotine, right?
What?
Yeah, just nicotine.
Yeah, it's just nicotine on the air. Okay, so this to me, obviously you feel like an artist should not change, and I guess that's a fundamental disagreement we have.
Yep.
I do think it's absolutely crazy that people try to lock an artist into some style or form. They don't want artists to experiment. And the fact that people at these parades that are meant for fun, meant for family fun, are so angry at one of our nation's best musicians for experimenting with his music that they would go and write the F word all over the city to defame and just try to lock Vanilla Ice into that and punish him. And I already canceled the show he was going to do downtown.
Really?
So congratulations.
So it kind of worked. So you're not even going to see the show?
Well, no one gets to see it now. So there's people who flew here because Vanilla Ice is beloved in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And that so many people came to see him perform. And now I think he was just like, all right.
It's sad. I mean, look. It's so sad. People grew up with Vanilla Ice. I think one of the first times I saw Vanilla Ice was when he was doing the Ninja Turtles song.
Amazing.
And it's like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? Come to find out, he's some up-and-coming rapper, singer-songwriter kind of guy.
Yep.
It's messed up. And I agree, Duncan. It's like, we want to have fun at these parades, okay?
100%.
Stop talking about Vanilla Ice. I agree. It's sick.
Yeah, it's not just sick. It's mean-spirited. And what did you get? So you decided to put dirty words all over the city at a parade, and you connected the F word to Vanilla Ice, and now everywhere it's F Ice, and guess
there,
who?
I just saw it.
Oh,
I literally
just everywhere.
Saw it.
It's everywhere. And I don't know. Maybe it's just one butthurt super fan. I don't know. But now, guess what? You don't get.
Yeah, nobody gets Vanilla Ice now.
No
now
Vanilla
he's not
fucking
doing
ice.
Shows anymore.
So congratulations. He will not be performing at this festival. He will not be performing at any of the parades. And did you win? Because I have a feeling that if you have any opinion about him changing a song, it means you're a super fan.
Yeah.
And that is crazy that they become jailers.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's so messed up. It's all beyond weird. I know
creativity a lot of, jailers.
Yes. Not actual jailers at a jail or whatever, but yeah, creative. It's let him cook a little bit.
So the desert, let's talk a little bit about the desert wear this year. Have you ever cosplayed as the desert wear people? Because that seems like the least fun part of the parade. Whereas everyone else gets to mill around, they got to sit there with the
plexiglass. Yeah, that's boring. If you got to be one of these guys, and by the way, a lot of the times you're getting, at the beginning of it, there's a big, everybody organizes around or whatever, and they do basically picking lots or whatever. And yeah, if you pick these guys, it's boring. You got to wear helmets.
Have you ever done one?
Yes, I did in St. Louis a couple years ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it was middle of the summer. Scorch Fest, horrible. They had us in freaking woodland camo, which I do prefer over this. I think woodland camo is a little better than the desert.
Desert wear is a little bland.
Yeah, it's kind of bland.
Woodland camo kind of says like, Narnia, Lord of the Rings. It's just the colors are richer. And
for sure.
Whereas desert wear just kind of looks like you left your t-shirt in the sun too long.
Oh, yeah. So if you do...
Sorry to cut you off. Cat!
Ooh, we got a little cat person.
Meow, 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 meow.
Duncan, I was in Tampa this past weekend, and somebody walked past me. It was a strange, sweet little couple. And one of the people had the most realistic cat tails coming out of their pants I've ever seen.
Oh,
I was
God.
Amazed. I almost wanted to take a picture, but I didn't have I wasn't brave enough. It was the most realistic. I mean, they were walking and this thing is bouncing like an actual cat tail.
No, they're so cool. You got to be careful with those. This is an embarrassing moment that happened. Took my family downtown. This is before parade season started. We're just on a walk. And saw one of those cattail gals And, you know, I got kids, you know, they don't know, but one of my kids pulled the cattail. And as it turns out, those things, for a lot of those folks, are holding in poop. And
really?
So yanked the cattail and just like a geyser of poop came out. And they were so mad because like it's like basically like just holds it in.
So what do you tell your child after that?
Listen,
what do you tell your
kid? I'm going to like, you know, that's the kind of thing where it's like, don't cry over spilled diarrhea. Because it's one of those things where they didn't know. I mean, I did have a talk. I had them apologize.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, that was nice.
I'm like, you should never even pull anything's tail, but certainly, like, but it's not like they knew that that was a cork on a bottle of shit.
Well, that's growing up, Duncan.
That's how you learn.
People learning. I know.
That's how you learn. Yeah, but no, I did not ask them to clean. I was like, not going to take it. I know some like parents get their kids to clean up after they eat out and stuff, but I was like, I'm not going to mop that up. It was horrible. It was so weird. Glitter. Like, she'd been eating glitter mixed in with, like, normal food, like, glittery splatters of...
Sometimes I wish that maybe I had a cattail. Maybe that would help with my kind of gastrointestinal issues. Like, if I literally could just put a tail in my butt or whatever, and then when I needed to go to the bathroom, like, on my terms,
God,
it's just
great.
When I pull the tail out, then it's happening.
That would be so cool.
Why haven't they made something like that?
I mean,
that's weird.
I mean, well, based on the outflow... From this particular person, I would say that she does not share the same issue we have with our bowel movements. That it's,
okay.
And, you know, I think she probably, what do they say? I think her balloon knot is maybe a little loose.
Okay. I see where you're going.
So now, William, when you were cosplaying as the desert wear person, I gotta ask, how hard is it not to laugh when they come up and tell you jokes? Because I've been watching this. I know the tradition is you go to the desert where people and you like say funny jokes to them. And if they laugh, if the desert where people laugh, then either you have to go to the back of the line, meaning you can't watch the parade at all, or you have to do the tag thing and grab the person.
Yep.
And if you can catch the person, then they have to go. If you get caught, you have to put on the desert wear.
Well, I got caught, Duncan. When it was me, they got my ass.
You got them to laugh. I'm sure you did.
Yes.
Kind of not fair. You're a comedian. You're a professional.
Got them to laugh. They're all loving it. Then one of them grabs me. And then so I know what the deal is because I've obviously been to them before. I'm like, uh-oh, okay, they're about to take me. They've kind of won this round or whatever. And then some of my buddies kind of realized what was going on, and they were trying to grab me as well because they were thinking I didn't want to play the game even though I wanted to.
Yeah.
So then it turns into this big thing where they start yelling at the people trying to grab me to go into the crowd. And then the other people, it's like – so it's kind of fun when two different groups of people want you – so bad. I mean, it's
oh my god,
fun.
It looks
it's cool.
So fun.
Oh,
it
yeah.
looks so. Yeah, I've seen a few different. Can you maybe pull up? I don't know, desert wear man playing tag with parade attendee or something. I don't know what it'd be under, but I've seen some great videos, and just like my god, that you know, a lot of us need that. And that's what these parades function as. I just feel like it's the age of loneliness.
We are in the age of loneliness because of our technology and just everything else.
Yeah, and many people, they just being touched at all is like a big deal.
It's great. It feels good.
I know, and it's heartwarming to see some of these people getting like, it's essentially like watching like tug of war, and it's just love.
Oh, for sure.
No cap. Yeah, look at this. Look at all these, like, look at all the blue team, look at this. Go back to the one where they are where she's taking a break, massaging. I mean, that is like, you know what we used to call that when I went to the raves? Cuddle puddles.
Cuddle puddles, yeah. People are having so much fun, they end up hitting the deck, and then that picture basically is them making sure they're okay, just like at any music festival or whatever. They have the tents.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad trip or having a bad time or whatever, they'll help you. But at these, they actually come to you and make sure everything's okay.
And they put the VIP bracelet on.
Yes. And that guy looks like has a couple of VIP
bracelets. Giving them out.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at the motorcycle stunt dude. Been seeing a lot of that, man. That's like Evel Knievel.
And it's like the guy needs to realize, I don't know if Vanilla Ice is going to, he's not doing shows here. It's like,
no,
I don't know if he's going to do shows south of the border.
It's sad.
I mean,
it's
really?
Like,
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I think you could wave a million Mexican flags. I'm pretty sure
he's not going to go down there. Because he's not doing shows here. It's nothing about Mexico. I love Mexico.
I think it's sweet, though. It's just like, maybe, you know, Vanilla Ice, like I've heard he watches my podcast, like, not to brag.
What are the chances he's watching right now?
I don't know.
Vanilla, if you are, come out. We want to see you again. We love your music. Please, listen,
you know me. I am a longtime fan. You know me very well. And I think that we got to sort of be a little more compassionate. I don't think that people writing Fuck Ice everywhere actually hate you. I think they love you so much they're afraid to see you change. And that's one of the very sad things that could happen when people love each other.
Yep.
So
he's being true, Vanilla. I mean, by the way, he's being so true. I mean, I can tell it's coming from the heart right now. And it's all sick.
I mean, What he gave us, and like basically like your music saved my life, and I'm not the only person to say that.
He saved my freaking life twice.
Artists are sensitive, and I'm sorry.
Just be strong, man.
Artists are sensitive. You know, have you ever, you know, at the airports, the toilet paper, it's so fucking abrasive. And it's like, now imagine if everywhere that's what toilet paper felt like. That's what it's like to be an artist. It's like you're constantly wiping your butt with like hard paper. And when most people, when they see like, fuck you, man, you don't even think about it. But when you're an artist, that is different. Why not just tap dance on this man's heart. And he is got the biggest heart of any of us. And that you're out there.
It's okay, Duncan. Duncan, it's okay. Well, I mean, for those watching or whatever, Duncan really is. This is sad. He's a huge fan of Vanilla Ice. He's told me a couple of the stories. He said about how it saved his life once or whatever, but
yeah. Did you see my cousin out there? He was the guy with a Mexican flag, but it was in reverse. He put it in front.
I think that's a fun move. I think that's a really fun move because normally it's like somebody's wearing a flag or whatever, like a cape. But if you do it on the front, it's hilarious. And then sometimes if you're feeling weird or whatever, you don't have to wear, you can wear like a little underwear or something. So then you surprise people if it's windy or whatever and it's flapping around. And then everybody's like, oh my gosh, what? He's just wearing a Speedo?
Yeah. His favorite thing to do is unzip a zipper. And then you don't know if you're talking to a guy who's zipped or unzipped.
Exactly. And I mean, you got the flag. Oh, it's wonderful. I love that. That's a wonderful move. So your cousin does that?
My cousin does that. Yeah.
How long has he been doing that move?
Since 2012 when they had in New York. Remember, it was against the stock market or whatever. That's where he started.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Yeah. The Wall Street thing.
Yes. Yeah.
I wanted to go to that one. Because I love New York City. I lived there briefly, I don't know, 15 years ago or something, and I love it up there. That is one of my bucket list places, especially now with what's going on with my plaque and my artery or whatever, but that's one of my bucket list locations.
Oh, good thing about drinking that water, it does take a lot of plaque off. I think he locked himself out. Give me 1 second.
Come in.
But yeah, really, I mean, it's hard seeing Duncan like this. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
It's okay, Duncan. I'm sorry. I really am.
No, I mean,
it's sad.
I'm sorry,
man.
Guys. Sorry. I just haven't been getting a lot of sleep.
I'm sorry.
Just get back into it. Cut that. I'm sorry. Just cut that. You know what? Let's shift
gears. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Let's shift gears. I want to show you guys, and I was talking to Josh about this. I do have to dig it out of my computer. By the way, it's 1:25. Are you good on time? Where are we at here? Where do you need to be? What's your schedule like?
I just have a puzzle I was thinking about starting later on.
Okay, great. I love crossword or
1,000 piece. And
God,
this is
damn.
Like, yes, I love. I
are
did
you,
one last
what?
Week. It's crazy. Oh, they're
a
wonderful.
1,000?
And Duncan, this is a crazy one. So this is basically like a dinner table, like at a nice restaurant. And so you see people's like hands,
Jesus
but you
Lord.
Also see like the lobsters and the
oh
steaks.
My fucking
the
God.
Different drinks. This is going to be a crazy one, but
dude,
I'm going to do that after this.
You are like, you honestly inspire the shit out of me, dude.
Thanks, man. Well, you're sweet to say that because some people are like, oh, you're just wasting. You're really wasting your time
oh,
doing that. So,
Oh, yeah. Wasting your fucking time. What are they doing?
Yeah, no shit. They're not finishing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
I mean, that is a huge accomplishment.
Well, thanks, man.
Let me just find this real quick. So I was telling Josh, you know, for the longest time, to me, what's very frustrating when I watched like TV is that they don't have a channel I can go to that's just all commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I've never really thought about
that. You know what I mean?
Because
I fucking love commercials.
I love that, too.
They're so entertaining, and it's like you got to sit through a show to get to the commercial, and it's so fucking frustrating. I've got an old school VHS recorder that I found at an estate sale.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was crazy too, dude.
Expensive.
What?
Expensive.
Not only was it fucking expensive as fuck, because it was that Jeffrey Epstein estate sale they fucking did.
In West Palm or the one in Florida?
This was the one in West Palm.
Oh, okay.
And let me fucking tell you, dude, I just got the fucking VHS tape and I didn't think there was going to be hardcore fucking celebrity cosplay porn. It was fucking
throw
crazy.
Throw that thing out.
It's just fucking celebrity lookalikes, like,
ooh, throw
doing
that out.
Crazy shit. Like, this dude, like a fucking Bill Clinton lookalike, a fucking, on and on and on. It was gross.
What was he doing?
He was like, I couldn't see her because she was like in some kind of weird ass Handmaid's Tale meets Marilyn Manson outfit, but he's just eating her ass.
Damn.
It was gross. But anyway, I threw that out and the fucking box of weird ass videotapes they gave me, I fucking threw that out.
You left them here.
You're thinking about my cassette tapes.
No,
trust me, dude. I didn't want my kids to find that shit. I tossed them all fucking out. There is crazy shit in there, man. Like, just weird, stupid art film shit. You know, I'm not going to lie. I did put a few more in. There's art film shit. There's, like, some dumbass fucking shit disturber was, like, some angle of the September 11th attacks on the Pentagon.
Angle on that one.
Made it look like a missile.
Weird.
Like, just bullshit like that. Like, I hate that shit. Like, what? Like,
it's probably good you got rid of the box. So.
Fucking threw that shit away.
Good for you.
Thank you. Out with the old, man. Now, let me just see if I can find this.
Out with the old and with the corn dog. That's what we say sometimes before the corn dog contest. Isn't that funny?
You know what?
Like, we laugh and stuff.
While I look this up, can you do me a favor and talk a little bit about, and I've seen video of you doing this, what's it like to be slurping back those dogs and the contestant next to you is choking to death? And how do you feel about the rule that no Heimlich maneuver allowed? Like, if you choke to death at one of those things, you're just going to die.
Well, I'm normally in the zone, so I'm not too worried about what's going on to my left or to my right.
Right.
But it hurts a little bit ever since I saved my buddy's friend in Panama City Beach in 2006.
So you actually...
With the Heimlich maneuver, I want to help, but I can't.
I mean, I thought you were not allowed to do that, though, is what I read. I read that you're not supposed to save anybody, that's you all sign some shit, which is like if I start choking, don't do anything.
No, you're not allowed. That's why it's such a weird thing for me, because I know I've been able to save somebody before via the Heimlich maneuver, so it's like I can't even use that ability, even if somebody's dying next to me, and that's happened before.
Is it true that people who choke to death on corn dogs die with erections that last for 10 hours?
Yes, and they
what
don't know
that?
If it has something to do with the actual hot dog somehow getting... Like once it goes through your stomach or whatever, like getting down there.
Whoa.
They don't know if it's that or what is this stuff in hot dogs? What do they call those?
Meat?
No, the bad stuff. Hot dogs are filled with something.
Nitrates?
Yes. Or it could be the nitrates.
Sorry, my button was, I had my pants down the whole time. I didn't even notice. Gotcha.
Yeah, I noticed, but then I thought, I'm not going to say anything. And
okay, pause it. Okay, so. All right, I'm very pleased to show this. It's been a long time. This costs a lot of fucking money. Commercials are very expensive. Burger King, luckily, has a lot of money. They're just like, you know, and again, it's sort of like, I would love to be a little more creative with these things, but you do have to do exactly what they say because they give you a shot list and stuff. But this is really one of the most creative, exciting, fun experiences I've ever had collaborating with a great company like Burger King.
So you made this commercial. Is this recently?
I made this commercial. I directed this commercial. I want to thank Gina Castarone from Burger King for sort of like, you know, I'd never done a commercial. I never directed before.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I was nervous, had the butterflies. I want to thank you, Gina, for having a little more patience with me than you probably should have.
I've heard nice things about Gina Castarone before.
Incredible. Oh my God. And I want to thank all of the actors who worked on this.
Get me in one. When are you going to get me in a commercial?
Please. I fucking called your people, man. I basically begged. I didn't want to be rude. They were like, he's not interested in doing commercials.
Well, call me next time, please.
Okay.
Thank you. It's sweet you've tried. I can't believe they would have said that to you.
I don't understand it at all. It was like they wanted a lot. They were like, listen, here's his rate. And honestly,
kidding.
It was triple the budget of the commercial.
You're kidding.
And this was well-funded, as you're about to see. But yeah, let's just go ahead and roll it. You will be seeing this in the next Super Bowl. You will be seeing...
Damn. You got a Super Bowl spot on the first freaking commercial?
Listen, it wasn't just me. It was a whole team of people. Sometimes the hand that holds the brush is not the painter.
You know what I mean?
It's a whole group of people very passionate about Burger King, which I am. Very passionate about commercials. And let's just go ahead and roll it.
Yeah.
The whole Marigar.
Bread and meat, fried potatoes that you eat. My voice is a bit off key. He remembers not learning him out. Worked at the CIA. Now I work in marketing. Here's more people eating food, eating fast food. Eat food, eat more fast food. Eat food, eat more fast food. Fast food!
At Karma Friending, hear a feral of thought and tether up on the liver voting.
That's wonderful.
Thank
I
you
see
so much.
How it could be.
It was
that's
so,
your first one?
Dude, I had
and
a
you're
lot
singing.
Of,
if I heard correctly, that sounded like your voice.
Play it from the beginning and turn it up a little bit more. It seemed a little low. I just want people to hear it. I did get.
That's you singing?
Dude, let's play it one more time. Turn it up.
The whole Marigar.
Bread and meat, fried potatoes that you eat. My voice is a
bit off key.
He remembers not learning.
I knew it was you, Duncan.
Now isn't that cool?
Marketing. Here's more people eating food, eating fast food.
God, look at those burgers.
Do you know how hard it was to get a burger that size?
And those old people on top.
Okay.
How the heck? How did you do that?
Can you just cut to the frame of the older couple dancing on the hamburger? Okay, pause right
there. Is that on top of a building, first off?
Oh, my God. So, you know, you're reading the shot list that Burger King wants you to do. Yeah. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. That's easy. You know, got to the, they wanted a woman turning into a dinosaur.
Weird. That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
but they do funny stuff.
It's so funny. Yeah. And so that, I'm like, all right, I could probably get like some special effects people to come in. But then I get to this fucking thing and they're like, we would like 2 senior citizens dancing on top of a giant hamburger bun in Chicago on top of, I can't remember the name of the building, it's a historic building. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, all right, you know, I could definitely find, like, senior citizen dance actors. That's probably not going to be hard.
Yeah.
And a giant hamburger bun, you know, that just means, like, build a giant oven probably to make the bun. But then I get to the next paragraph.
What is it?
They must have recently died.
Bullshit. You're kidding. That's what Burger King's telling your ass on the shot list?
It's because their thing is like celebration of the ancestors.
How did you get them up and dancing then? That's
Can
probably
you just
hard.
Play that clip again? Because then I'll tell you how I did it. Just this little part with them dancing.
And are they alive right now? Or
no.
Dead people.
Both of them had been dead. The woman had been dead for 2 weeks. I got lucky with the grandpa. He had died 2 days before.
He looks a little fresher.
Yeah.
I can't believe you found them.
And play that again. It was so fucking hard because you know I had to call. I don't remember the exact amount. I didn't do it. My assistant did it, but my assistant ended up calling 346 funeral homes. And this is where I'm going to do another shout out. Thank you so much to the Glancy brothers in Mobile, Alabama. You guys. Honestly, I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna lose this job. I called them up, explained that they love Burger King. I talked to Gina. I'm like, listen, Gina, they're hesitant because like it's an uncomfortable conversation. Now, here's what's great. Miss Adderson, I can't remember her name. This was easier than the gentleman because she died. And had no surviving family, or I guess her family didn't like her. No one gave a fuck.
Okay.
So that one was easy. Like, listen, we do have an elderly woman here that we just haven't gotten her with. I guess that they had like had a death rush. And so they were like booked and they just didn't have time to like cremate her.
So she was just in the freezer, sitting back there
in the freezer, probably the back of the freezer. And they have great freezers. So that was no problem. They're like, we can get you that easy. But we do not have any like elderly gentlemen. And let me tell you, Burger King was very specific about they wanted the man to look like, because it wasn't just like we need the corpse. It was like we need to look like this.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And so. I'm like, all right, well, just hang on to the elderly lady's corpse. And they're like, maximum we can hold on to that for 3 days. And then we gotta burn her ass because they needed to make room.
So you're able to do this in 3 days?
No. So then, no, I didn't have a gentleman. So
what do you do? Just give him some extra money or give him some burgers?
I got a phone call and they're like, good news. Good news. We just had a grandpa come in. Family can't afford the funeral.
Wow.
And it's just, this is how, like, you know, this is luck. I don't know. I don't want to just say it's luck. I want to say it's prayer.
Yeah. Because
I have been praying hard. And The family couldn't afford to pay for the funeral. Call up Gina. I'm like, hey, what do you say we pitch in? She's like, we'll do Burger King. Will do 10% of the funeral. I'm not paying a cent fucking more. She got.
Did you think that was kind of nice or not nice?
Well, that seemed ferocious until. Yeah, yeah. But then you realize what a great business lady she is. Like she read them like a book, and so and all, they had the money, I guess, or whatever, and they took the deal, and boom, bam, bam, got them. What you're not seeing there is people dressed in full green screen bodysuits.
What are they doing?
They're the ones standing behind them, like holding up their bodies. And
I was wondering how that worked.
Puppeteering them.
Okay, okay, okay.
And what's incredible is like the CGI here on the burger bun. If I showed you the original footage, you would see footprints behind them of the people puppeteering their bodies. So anyway, yeah.
We did a great job.
Thank you, you can so only, much.
You, it looks like they're an old couple who's for sure still alive and dancing.
I promise you.
They're dead.
They were not smelling good.
That's so strange. Burger King specifically asked for it, but that's just what they do. I've heard they do weird stuff, but it's so weird they specifically asked for it. They needed two old dead people
in the morning,
alive.
On a hot dog, on a hamburger bun, sorry, on a hamburger bun in the morning, and it was a hot fucking day. And let me tell you, once you pull them out of those ice caskets, you know, I thought we'd get at least like 3 hours of like, you know, time before you would, the body would start to degrade. But
well, they just start smelling like shit. Do they
both
just
of her
stinking?
Ears fell off.
Oh, wow.
So it just like, it was like meatloaf. It was like the consistency of her skin was like meatloaf. Like her ears were coming down. Her fucking, that's the, you'll notice like we, the eyes, her eyes seem kind of blurry. If you could see that, like we had to sew them shut because a,
oh, wow.
Just all this weird gray purple fluid kept dripping on the bun. It was a fucking nightmare.
Ugh.
2 days.
I was about to ask, were all the people working that day able to eat some pieces of that hamburger? But I guess you probably didn't want to eat that hamburger.
Under the bun. Under the bun, the meat was fine.
So yeah. Y'all could still.
Absolutely. It was cool. Totally fucking fine. And we feasted. When that shot was done, the bun was not like, it was like a lot of CGI to cover up all the weird shit that ended up landing on that bun.
So just kind of toss them off and then y'all can start.
You want to, okay,
some.
Maybe I'm giving a little too much information here, but so most of what you're seeing there are sesame seeds.
Yep.
But I wish I could show you on camera, but if you look to the very back of the hamburger, what looks like a sesame seed is the biggest maggot. Ugh. I have ever seen in my fucking life.
Did that come out of one of these people?
It came out, the older gentleman was like fresh. But it burrowed right out of her belly button.
Ugh.
And right when we thought we had the shot, her shirt starts bubbling out. Just when you think things couldn't smell worse, there's just this stink.
Yeah, I'm sure it stunk.
Oh, and I'm like, God fucking damn it. I did lose my temper. Thank God everybody there understood. It's a new first time director.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost my fucking temper. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then lift up her shirt and there's this fucking just giant maggot. And man, if you've ever seen grave maggots versus regular maggots,
I have.
Sentient, like aware, like look me right in the fucking eye and hissed at me. And dude, I am all for, I probably shouldn't say this. Cut this, Josh. I fucking karate chopped that fucking thing. Found out later that goes against SAG rules. Even with insects, you can't do that. But I karate chopped that thing in half, killed it on the spot. And I'm like, use it as a sesame seed.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. That's what you said?
I was like, let's use it as a sesame seed.
What, did people start laughing, kinda? Or kind of scared.
It is there was like a few people who laughed. The Burger King reps, They didn't laugh the whole fucking shoot. They were this weird ass Burger King corporate robe thing. And yeah, they just kind of, they call them the watchers. And they didn't laugh at all. But, you know, honestly, we were so exhausted by then. I was kind of.
Oh my gosh, y'all are done with the shoot. It sounds like the watchers needed to eat a couple Whoppers. And then maybe they would have felt a little better. Because you always feel better. It's like a Snickers.
Say that again.
I think the watchers maybe needed to have some Whoppers.
Say it one more time.
I think the watchers maybe needed to have a couple Whoppers.
Now, sing it like the Burger King song. The watchers needed
the Whoppers.
Can you sing the Burger King song?
BK, have it your way.
You rule!
You rule! I forget that part. How do I always forget that part?
I will sing a line, then you sing a line. Trust me, you're going to be glad you did this.
Okay.
This hamburger looks so good.
It is.
No, sing the exact line. Don't fuck with me.
Oh. What, you're singing?
If you want to do commercial work, you got to do what the director says.
Okay.
This hamburger looks so good.
This hamburger looks so good.
Want to eat it. If I could.
Want to eat it if I could.
Two pieces of bread, cheese, and meat.
Two pieces of bread, cheese, and meat.
Put it in my mouth, I chew and eat.
Put it in my mouth, I chew and eat.
BK.
BK.
Have it your way.
Have it your way.
Well, no, sing the whole fucking thing. I'm sorry, the commercial director part of me is coming out.
I'm sorry, yeah, see, I probably couldn't do it.
If you're nice to the commercial actors, if you're nice to them, they'll walk all over you. So let's try one more time, you stupid piece of shit.
Okay.
BK, have it your way.
BK, have it your way.
Can you fucking act like you give a shit about this job?
Okay, let me try it again. Do it again.
Like you're not just some Hollywood fucking shit.
Do it
like wandered into a commercial audition and got fucking lucky, you stupid piece of shit.
Okay, do it again and I'll try to do it.
Do you think I have time to fucking do this shit? What the fuck is wrong with you? You do realize.
Okay, do it again and I'll do it.
Don't you raise your voice at me, dude. I'll put.
Stop. What are you talking about? I'll do it.
Okay. BK, have it your way.
BK, have it your way.
You rule!
You rule!
See that? See how it worked? How it got you going?
Yeah, that was better. I like how you do it. That's probably why they hired your freaking ass for freaking Super Bowl
commercial.
Learned
it from Gina. She taught me that. She's like, if they're not crying, they're sucking. So, like, every single person in this commercial, obviously, except for the corpses, I got them to cry.
You were doing that?
I verbally assaulted every single fucking person. And it's 100% true. In commercials, if you get the actor to cry before you do the shoot, it's incredible. And then afterwards, you're like, you did a good job.
Yeah. Eat some of this big burger.
Well, listen, William, I guess we should wrap it up, but do you have any, actually, I'm going to ask you this question, then we can take a few questions from people watching. Do you have any tips for, like, how to stay safe and cool during any of the parades that are happening nationwide right now? And do you have any recommendations of the best parades to go to?
What you're going to be wearing at these parades to really make it worth your while, bring a backpack, have food, have water. You want to wear a big hat that helps with the sun. Somebody like me that gets sunburned, you got to be careful with that. Bring some sunscreen and bring some fun. Bring some energy. Bring some friends. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Once you can connect into a good group of people, get everybody together. Wear a mask. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Then it's harder for people to tell who you are, which sounds a little counterintuitive. It's like, oh, well, people need to see that it's you having fun out there. Well, people are having so much fun and so many people, but just wear a freaking mask, something over your face.
Also,
because you don't
there's
want,
a new strain of COVID.
Yes. And people are getting sick. So sick.
Yeah.
So wear a mask, wear some sort of face covering. That's really going to help out.
Okay.
Bring some boots. Bring some steel toe boots.
Oh, wow. Now that's interesting.
Yeah, bring some
boots. Just because people step on each other's toes, I'm guessing, out
people
there.
Step on toes. You need to have something where your toes aren't going to get smushed, because I swear to you, the last thing you want is to get to one of these parades and your big toe or whatever gets smushed right at the very beginning, because that's all you're going to be thinking about is how much your toe hurts versus how much fun everybody is having.
Now, there's so many great flags at these parades that I kind of feel like I'm going to like freeze up if it comes down to choosing which flag to fly. Now, I know the upside down American flag is it's an ecstasy dealer.
Ecstasy, and it's also last year. I don't necessarily love that one. What a lot of people I have been around recently, they've been using, I think it's called a Jolly Roger. It's just that pirate-looking flag. That's a fun one.
That's cool.
That brings the noise. You know, if you see some of those flags, get by those people. They're having a good time.
Now, I'm also seeing, like, some Palestinian flags, which is cool. They love Vanilla Ice out there. I'm seeing some Mexican flags. Are there any other flags? Like, what do you think if you want to, like, really, like, I don't know, kind of seem, like, super hip? What flag would you recommend?
Ukraine all the way. Right now, Ukraine. That's a huge one. And it's pretty colors. It's a blue and a yellow, which
beautiful
are two colors.
Blue and yellow.
I like those two colors together, so that's cool. But, yeah, that's a good one. This year, last year, maybe it's probably something different. This year,
Ukraine
flag.
And what about is anyone doing combos? So on one side Ukraine, one side Palestine, one side upside down American flag, the other side the pride flag, one side red communism, the other side Jolly Roger. Is anyone doing is that a thing?
Yes. And it started out, I think, with my neighbor, but I would never tell my neighbor, but it's a flag where one side is the Ukrainian, the other side is the upside down American. So that's kind of a fun, kind of easy.
That's fun.
It's fun and easy.
A quilt of flags?
You could do that, but you gotta be careful. There's so many people walking around. You got a big old flag. You got a big old quilt. People are going to be stepping on it. It's going to be ripping.
Now, I know, and this is, I totally get it. You find out your American flag has COVID on it. Is it true the only way to get rid of the COVID is to burn the flag?
You can do that. You can also put it in, that's probably the fastest way. If you have some time on your hands, put it in the dryer on the highest heat.
Ah.
And that can do it for 30 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can either burn it or go back home if you got a little time.
There's no fucking way I'm leaving a fun parade to go back home to fucking dry my COVID flag.
Yeah, my gosh. Well, yeah, if you're really worried about that and you got maybe some old people or sick people that you're living with or what have you, just get it done with there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, William. We're going to take a few questions. Anybody have any questions out there for William Montgomery? It doesn't just have to be about these parades.
Yeah, it can be.
It could be about anything. What's going on, you guys? And I've got to say the names of my dear supporters here. Jesus Christ, let me say those names while questions come through. Let's scroll back a little bit. Jesus, you guys, what are you doing here?
Starts right here.
Okay. But it doesn't say their names.
B.
$10. I feel weird self-promoting, but I want to share my art. OnlyFans, Pirate Feet. Check me out. Scroll Sessions. Sorry, B. Go read. B is at... I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. What a dick. I create absurd, often fucked up collages. Weird Al energy with magazine images. Sorry for... IG, where it's commented below. B is commented below. I will go to the air fryer soon. Go back up. Let me keep scroll sessions. That's great. If the tin is flapping, don't come yapping.
Love it. That's a good one.
Inquisitor Godflower. Can't wait to hear you speak with Ashton Forbes. Didn't we talk about that before? You're always plugging Ashton. Matt, thank you, Matt. Matt 970. Are you certified to like Vanilla Ice? Okay, self-banned 5 minutes. Don't do Vanilla Ice jokes on me. Are you fucking serious?
Is that what that is for Matt 970? Yeah, ban. Get him out of here.
Matt,
if you didn't see what happened to Duncan there, he wasn't fucking around. I wasn't fucking around. I got hit in the face last night with something. If you haven't seen that, I was literally
on an operating chair earlier today.
You fucking serious, dumbass, man? You fucking asshole. 5 minute self ban. William, can you name 20 plants?
No.
What's another one?
Okay, can you name 10 plants?
Okay. Monstera, cactus, we're going to do that. maybe a lily, a rose.
Yeah.
A lavender flower.
Yeah.
Or lavender.
Where does that come from?
A wintergreen. So we're at six, not a wintergreen. That's not a.
What does nicotine come from?
Tobacco? A wintergreen plant. Let's.
Wintergreen
plant,
right? Real.
Okay, so what I'm at six. Magnolia tree. Wait, that's different than a plant.
Is trees are plants?
Yeah, trees are plants. Well, let's do oak tree. What else? We got two more.
Fern?
Yeah, fern, that's big in the Pacific Northwest, I think. And then how about...
Carrot?
Oh,
my God. You will not believe the text that just came in.
No.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen.
And I was at nine. What is it?
Hi, Duncan. It's Gina from Burger King.
Bullshit. Gina's texting.
Really enjoying your live stream. I just want to say William is
Hibiscus.
Adorable. Okay. He has the perfect voice for the next Burger King commercial. And I would really love for William to be part of our new Burger King campaign, Bow to the King. Could you please connect us? And that's
wonderful news.
That's showbiz.
That's wonderful
news.
That's
how it works right there. I knew she'd be watching. That's why I'm sorry I was a little hard on you. I knew she'd be watching.
Thank you.
I knew that would happen. I got goosebumps right now. Oh, my God.
Thank you. This is actually really good news.
Oh, I hope she lets me direct it, dude. We will have so much fucking fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what they want to do?
Huh?
The moon.
Oh, my gosh.
The first commercial shot on the fucking moon.
Cool. Well, I'm down.
My God, a lot of corpses they want to use on it. That's the only part that's weird. But this one's like 10. Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Freezers and...
Are there any more... Mr. Beast taunted me by going to the pyramids. This is true. Right after I said I was going to... Operation Beast Blast. I'm not going to go into it. We don't have time. I'm sure William has to go. But yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That's all I'm going to say. Military Bros wants to know, are you ever going to stop?
I've been thinking about it, but I'll probably never stop.
Never going to stop. Heard it from
the
source right here.
Stop.
William, have you stopped disappearing homeless people yet? Your dear family, we are praying for your soul. So yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit.
Did you see that on the news the other day? Didn't they find another body?
It's, yeah.
Yep. Well, that's the answer to that one. Okay.
Got it. Any more questions for Williams Montgomery's? Do you, William, say Mike Tyson or Mike Dyson?
Mike Dyson, because it's kind of funny because you're bringing up the... You're bringing up the company that makes the good products. Like
Dyson is incredible.
Dyson.
I love that.
Not the boxer. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, like instead of Mike Tyson, the boxer, Mike Dyson.
Mm-hmm. And then people are like, wait, are you talking about the company or
the
boxer? So it's like funny. It gets people thinking.
That's cool. I love that kind of comedy because it does get you thinking.
Yeah, and then you think and then you might laugh a little bit after you think.
Do you think Mike Tyson uses a Dyson?
He easily could. Maybe one of those fans that it's like, how is that fan even working? Have you ever seen those fans that they have? There's not like a blade. There's not something spinning. It's just like a circle and air comes
even
out.
I don't even want to fucking know because I'm pretty sure that is not like.
Yeah, I don't understand how it works.
I do know this about Dyson, not Tyson, is that Dyson used to work in some like. DARPA shit and like before he started working with the vacuum technology I know that he was apparently involved in some kind of like, deep, like military grade sort of, let's just say apparently he had something to do, like they had him reverse engineer some shit. I'm just going to leave it. I can't say where I got that from, but I'm pretty sure that any Dyson product is not human technology. I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah. If you've ever seen the movie Predator, we'll leave it at that.
I'm just going to leave that there. If you've ever seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind, let's just leave it at that.
We'll leave it there.
Any more questions for William?
This one right here.
What did you sell out to Hannah
Montana? If you've ever seen the Mortal Kombat movie, I should have mentioned that too. I'll leave it at that too. William, why'd you sell out to Hannah Montana?
It was something I wasn't wanting to do. But it was something that was kind of forced upon me. I was kind of living outside of my means at the time.
Yep.
And then I get some deal or whatever with Hannah, and one thing leads to the other. She wants to strike up a deal. I don't necessarily want to strike up the deal because I don't have a lawyer to look over everything. So
can we just pull up a picture of Hannah Montana? Let's actually go to her Wikipedia. Let's not just be lowbrow here.
She's wearing those glasses, actually, when we were talking.
Can you pull up her Wikipedia, please? Hannah Montana is an American teen sitcom created by Michael Poirier's Rich Corell and Barry O'Brien that aired on the Disney Channel. The series centers on Miley Stewart, played by Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
And all this went down in 2010, so that was towards the end of her run on Disney.
So you kind of made a deal with the devil there, huh?
Pretty much, and I regret it some. Sometimes I regret it. But yeah, it was 2010. I was living outside of my means. I needed something to happen. Hannah comes around or whatever, and then we just start talking, and then it's like, okay, do you want me to be a part of this whole Disney thing you're doing? And then it sounded like she did want me to be a part of it.
So, I am a huge fan of method acting. I love Daniel Day-Lewis. He is incredible. My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Also, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
When he gets into a character, like when he got into the Joker character, he would send used condoms to the cast members, like, because, he's like becoming the Joker. I don't even want to say the Joker's name. I don't like saying name. Yeah. But is it Miley Cyrus is a method actor too? Mm-hmm. And so Cyrus apparently like would spend years not letting anyone call her anything other than Hannah Montana. Is that true? And is that so? It's literally Hannah Montana came to you.
Yeah, no, it's Hannah Montana in my phone.
And let me, I've heard that it's like shape-shifting when you see Cyrus turn into Montana, like it's like watching.
It's weird. It's pretty out there. It's pretty out there. Her dad used to love to watch, but now the dad's not doing good.
Why?
I think a drug and alcohol kind of thing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I think it's really sad right now.
What's it like? Those parties, because I've heard crazy shit about what those parties used to be like. I mean, if you don't have to say it if you don't want to, but okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, not really, did I?
But it's kind of like I don't know. You didn't get filmed or anything.
No. As far as I know, I mean, they had cameras and stuffed animals.
Well,
did nanny cams everywhere. So there's no guarantee. Why I don't even want to talk about it.
There could be
videos of me out there right now. Seriously, there were nanny cams everywhere in Hannah's place.
I gotcha.
And then I still would go over there because I was drinking a bunch of Bud Lights at the time, Bud Ices, what have you, Budweiser.
Bud Ice, hell no.
Oh, yeah, I'd go over there.
I cannot believe you were doing Bud Ice.
Oh, it was horrible. I go over there one time on July 4th. And Hannah opens up the door, whatever. I'm with some buddies. There's people over there. I have a 24-ounce Coors Banquet. Right when I open up the door, right when the door's open.
That's Hollywood money.
I see Hannah. Oh, yeah. I open up the beer.
It slips out of my hand somehow, immediately hits the ground, starts spraying everywhere.
Oh my God.
She comes running up saying, oh my God, this is my new place. Literally slips in the beer. And I'm just like, okay, I can show myself out now and like people laugh or whatever. But it was, yeah, it was something
else. Man. It's just those banquets, man.
Oh, yeah.
Slippery.
Oh, yeah. Getting out of the paper bag. It was like my gift to myself. And then it slips out of my hand.
That's why the dude from Bud Light's in jail right now, because they made them intentionally slippery, because he realized that if, like, you know, he just needs people to drop like 2% of the banquets, and that translates into like $1 billion.
Yeah, that's what they
say. So fucked up. So fucked up. People were wearing the sticky gloves to hold onto the banquets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, William, it has been a delight to have you on.
It's been so nice.
Are you headed to a parade now, or what's your plan for the rest of the day?
Might look up what's going down in St. Louis soon, because I love it. I just love those parades. I love to eat some barbecue there. Love the parades.
You going to do the puzzle at the parade, or you go home to do the puzzle?
I'll do the puzzle at home. I'm not in a puzzle mindset when I'm at these parades.
I get it. It takes a lot of focus to do a puzzle.
It does. It takes a ton of focus.
Got any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah. New York City. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Jesus.
Got to start selling some tickets, or they're saying I'm not going. And
where,
I haven't
where
even bought
it?
A plane ticket yet.
Where is it?
Oh, God. I should know.
Can you Google
what? City Winery.
City Winery. William Montgomery.
Next week. Yeah. New York City.
Yeah. Next week. New York City. So
Manhattan.
Ooh, la, la. That is crazy, dude.
Yeah, who would have ever guessed?
Fucking that city, it's just massive.
Yeah, and at Philip Seymour Hoffman's place where he died, I think it's close to
there. He died at the City Winery?
No, but I think his place was kind of close. I looked it up one time and I walked past it one time, but this time I wanted to take a picture.
Jeez, man. That's going to be weird performing.
I know. Well, it kind of, yeah. Just being a weird, spooky kind of mindset.
Damn, what are you going to do if you look out in the audience and there he is?
I don't know. Laughing. It's been happening recently. I've been seeing people who I've thought have been in my life before. When I was
in the
Cleveland,
audience.
There was this guy named Jubal Davis, who I was convinced was the guy who fired me from my job at the bicycle shop in Denver. And then a guy named Todd Tigner was sitting in the front row. I thought it wasn't either one of these people.
Well, that's just gang stalking.
Okay, gang stalking.
Yeah, that's just like, that's a thing that like the deep state does to people like you. They just like go through all your shit, find out people you knew.
And they send
dress
people that
up
looks
like them and then watch your show. And then when you come up and you're like, are you Jubal? They're like, huh?
It's weird.
Yeah, that'll happen to you until like you either go crazy or what? Do whatever the fuck it is they want you to do.
I know.
It ends. Just do what they want you to do. It's not that bad. And then it ends.
I'll figure it out.
It's fucking black eye. You fucking...
And I got one. And it's going to get worse. That's what the doctor said today.
No big deal. Well, just do what they say. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will be back around the same time next week. Please go see William Montgomery in New York. Rest in peace. Philip Seymour Hoffman, stay safe at the parades. God loves you. I love Vanilla Ice. And remember that you are filled with so much light and so much joy and love, and God wants you to be happy. And drive all blames into oneself. Thank you to our super fans, donators, Kat Chong, Fucks with Dogs, Lady Carson, Mr. Brightside, OOL496, and the Iron Blade. We'll see you next week. Until then, Hare Krishna. That was William Montgomery, everybody. Let's all pray for him. I know he, after my episode, went to another parade, and I think the running smoke, like, I think he got hit by, like, a can of running smoke. So let's just send him our thoughts and prayers, because I think he's going to be okay. He's in the hospital. See you later.
Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.